About this time last year, another natural disaster was in the news. An earthquake destroyed the ancient city of Bem, Iran, and its ancient fortress. About 26,000 people were killed. 1 year later, we've been checking to see how Bem recovered. Renee Montaigne spoke to a relief worker who's been there for much of this year.
What Zore Elahian found on the first day after the earthquake struck was a city eerily quiet and piled high with rubble. Partly with the help of Elahian's group, Relief International, the area is now full of sounds of rebuilding, slow rebuilding, mostly of schools, clinics, and businesses.
You can still see people that they are living inside tents, but majority are living inside the prefabricated containers.
Zore Elahian says there are a couple of reasons why new permanent houses haven't gone up yet.
The taking care of the rubble, it took a long time. Second thing was they were thinking of moving the city of Bam a bit towards south. So it took 6 months to decide if they wanted to do it or not.
Meaning they were going to move the whole city so that it would be off this
exactly.
One, this fault line.
Exactly.
And why did they decide not to do it?
People resisted. They wanted to stay in their own land. So they just started building the houses inside the city of Bam.
What about the economy? I mean, have people been able to return to jobs they had?
Right now, if you go to the city of Bam, you can see all different types of stores. One thing that is amazing, in one block, you can see 11 different jewelry shops that is always packed with women, and you can find everything in Bam right now. You can find the best pizza in city of Bam. You can see traffic for the first 3 months. You couldn't see any car in the street. Right now, when I drive in Bam, the traffic is so bad.
It's interesting when bad traffic is good news.
Exactly. So life is coming back to the city. It doesn't mean that people have forgotten what they have lost. Example, I went to buy some fabric for one of these programs that we have, the microcredit program in Iran. I went to a fabric store and the owner was a guy around 50 years old. I asked him, how is the business? And immediately when I asked him this question, the guy told me, what are you talking about? I have lost everybody in my family. I'm by myself. And then he starts crying and he went to the corner of store and he put his head against the wall and he started crying loud. And I couldn't do anything. It was just, I was hopeless. Then I start talking to him and he explained that he doesn't have anybody. I don't know how we can fix this.
Yeah, time,
yeah.
Maybe, more
yeah.
than a year.
Yeah, I guess he has to accept it.
In some of our own reporting on the earthquake, we would hear the fears of local people that once the attention went away, that the money would also dry up the aid. Do you think Bam is still getting the attention and the help that it needs?
I don't think so. And the government announced it, I guess, last week, the government on Iran, that the pledges that governments and the NGOs did, they haven't met up these promises. And at the beginning, there was around 45 different NGOs working in Iran.
Non-governmental organizations,
NGOs. In the compound that we were staying, you couldn't walk. It was so jammed. And right now, Relief International and two other NGOs has stayed in Iran, and everybody has left.
What has gone through your mind about this week's earthquake and tsunami in the Indian Ocean?
The first thing that came to my mind that I wish whoever is working right now, aid organization, government, again, if they are doing any help in these countries, think about the long term as well, not just the immediate response. They needed the help after 6 months. They need more help after 6 months.
Zore Elahian, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Zore Elahian is country director for Iran with Relief International. And one footnote, the historic fortress of Bam destroyed in the quake will be restored, says the government, although it's not clear yet when.